Harper Audio presents The Other Normals by Ned Vizzini, performed by Andrew Iden. Chapter 1. This is a story about becoming a man, so naturally, it starts with me alone in a room, playing with myself. Not that way. Playing Creatures in Caverns, the popular role-playing game. Popular being a relative term. I guess if Creatures in Caverns were really popular, I would have other people to play with. Perry! My brother Jake calls, knocking on the door. Are you ready to go to your stupid store? Hold on a second. When my brother sees my gaming materials, his automatic response is to make fun of me, so I hide them in my backpack and put it on. My graph paper, manual, and mechanical pencils disappear quickly as he turns the knob and enters, smiling under his long hair with his guitar slung over his shoulder. Come on, I'm going to be late for practice. We head down the hall. Jake walks like he's carrying a tank in his pants, and I try to imitate him, but my legs aren't long enough. Mom is in the living room having a conversation with her boyfriend, Horace. You can tell she's talking to Horace because her feet are up on the couch and she's twirling her fingers in the air as if there were a phone cord when there isn't. She's in lazy Sunday afternoon mode, like I was until a few minutes ago. Perry? Oh, Perry's doing fine. You know, he's a late bloomer. I squint at my mother. She doesn't even notice me. I wonder how that bizarre notion could enter her head. Late bloomer? I'm an RPG enthusiast. I am an intellectual. Hey, you coming? Jake calls. He's already at the front door. I follow him out, intentionally not saying, bye, Mom, because maybe that's what late bloomers say. Jake and I walk to the subway through New York streets piled high with recycling bags awaiting Monday morning pickup. It's a gorgeous spring day, and the daffodils are out in small plots for trees where dogs will be attracted to soil them. The late-ish, bloomer-ish phrase bounces around in my head. As a 15-year-old, you don't want to be compared to a flower by your mother. And then have the flower be faulty. The daffodils make it worse. They bloom on the same damn day every year. Chapter 2. My brother and I sit on the subway. Jake takes out a water bottle and sips it and turns his headphones so loud that I can hear them next to me. I always hated people who did that, and now he does it. But I don't hate him. I worry about his ears. He's listening to his own band, The Just Because, which has a small reputation in New York for disrupting Battle of the Bands competitions, but is otherwise rightfully unknown. We are the Stoners. Uh-huh, we built America. Uh-huh, we built America. Uh-huh, yes, we did. That's a stupid song, I tell Jake, even though it's catchy. I wrinkle my nose. Somebody on this train smells like booze. I check the car. There's a homeless guy lounging in the corner in rumpled, stained clothes, taking up two seats. What? My brother turns the music down. Nobody wants to hear songs about you smoking pot and building America. I didn't write it. The singer wrote it. I don't smoke. Girls don't like it. He sips from his water bottle. Jake, what are you drinking? Raspberry-infused vodka. What the? I pull out my phone. It's 12. Exactly. Sunday afternoon cocktail. Give me that. I grab for the bottle. Jake uses his long arms to keep it out of reach. He stuffs it back into his guitar bag. You can't start drinking in the middle of the day. He grabs my arm and squeezes, hard, like a mechanical claw. Shut up, bro. Don't embarrass me. There are girls on this train. He nods across from us at a beautiful woman with short blonde hair and earbuds. I don't know how I missed her. I'm supposed to have laser focus for people like this. Maybe if I were blooming properly, I would.